What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. Here it is, Monday, November 21st, 2016, start of a brand new week heading into the Thanksgiving holiday here. And let me just get a couple of things set up because we were a little late getting our connection, and I have to move things around on the screen. There we go. We're all set to go. All right. It is Monday, and a couple of quick program notes. First of all, a reminder, we're live today, tomorrow, and Wednesday. And on Thursday and Friday, our overworked and underpaid control room personnel are getting the day off. And so it'll be repeat shows. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us on Wednesday instead of Friday to share some time with us all. And obviously we're getting into the Thanksgiving holiday and everybody's out there doing the turkey thing, or here in Hawaii we're grabbing extra pineapples or whatever. And unwilling to let us have any kind of relaxation from the constant scaremongering going on, the FBI has issued an alert to police to beware of Thanksgiving terror attacks at shopping malls and special events. Well, if you took at those riots at Black Friday, I think the terrorists are going to stay away because they don't want to get hurt in those things. Boy, I got to tell you, those riots at the shopping malls for Black Friday, they make the Black Lives Matter people look downright peaceful and respectable. So, and again, there's no specific threat. There's no evidence. This is just the FBI out there saying, we want you worried. We want to keep up the fear-mongering even through the holidays there. Now, obviously, yesterday was the anniversary of John F. Kennedy. And looks like my watch is giving up the ghost here. There we go. Everything's breaking down. My iPhone was down most of the day yesterday. Anyway, so it was the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And here we are all these years later, and pretty much every American understands that Warren Report was a complete fiction. And it's just a reminder that the same corporate media that is out there screaming about the fake news over at the independent media websites are the ones who back in 1963 told you, oh yes, it was just a crazed lone gunman. There were magic bullets, and you should never ever question anything that the corporate media tells you. Which, of course, now we know a lot different. We're sadder but wiser. We're more skeptical. And that, of course, means we're more free. Beliefs are chains used to hold free minds enslaved. And that's what the corporate media has been doing. They fill you with a lot of beliefs that get you to do what the government and corporations want you to do. Now, getting into President-elect Donald Trump, he's already starting to put together his plans for the White House. He's announced some more of his cabinet appointments. Everybody's complaining about it left and right. And again, anybody who thought Donald Trump was going to make you 100% happy, well, you were kind of living in a dream world anyway. And in my case, certainly, Donald Trump on his very, very worst day is still going to be far better than Hillary Clinton on her best day. But Donald Trump is keeping his word to rein in government spending out of control. There's going to be a freeze on hiring, an end to automatic raises, and a green light to fire poor performers, because one of the problems government has, once you're inside that government system, it is very difficult to fire you, even if you're doing nothing useful at all. And we've had all these scandals about people who just sit around all day looking at porn on their taxpayer-funded computers, and they can't be fired. Well, Donald Trump is going to end that. And get the pensions under control, which have been the bane of so many city and state governments around the country. Now, as you know, Vice President-elect Mike Pence went to see the Broadway show Hamilton and was booed from the audience and lectured from the stage by one of the cast members. And Thomas Bogar, who's a Maryland-based author of American Presidents Attend the Theater, saying, this has never happened before, where the cast of a play gets up and presumes to criticize, in this case, the vice president before he's even taken office. Now, I've trod the boards myself in the past, but I have a comment for the cast of Hamilton. And first of all, you need to keep in mind that this version of Hamilton is already under severe criticism by playing very fast and loose with the historical reality in order to try and put out some political spin out there. But as for the cast of Hamilton, kindly remember, you are actors. Playing in Hamilton does not make you Hamilton. Any more than playing a doctor on TV qualifies you to take out an appendix. Everybody on that stage is an entertainer. They are not analysts. They spend all their time at play acting and very little in the actual study of how our society works. Like, tragically, too many Americans, they just grab whatever soundbite that whizzes by their ears from the corporate media, and they play act like they know what's really going on. And dear cast members, you don't. And I learned this when I was last in Hollywood myself and I tried to talk to many of the people about what was really going on in the Clintons, only to have parroted at me whatever was being said on TV news just the night before. Now, since my blacklisting from Hollywood, I have spent more than two decades in the full-time study of the real workings of the nation, which is why I speak from an informed position when I tell you that you actors don't really have a clue about what is going on the other side of your makeup. We're going to take a second here to do a shout-out to our affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about politics this hour, and a quick reminder, today through Wednesday, our radio shows are live. Thursday and Friday, our holidays and replay shows, since you didn't hear the announcement at the top of the show. Now, Bernie Sanders has come on out, and he's dropped a little bit of a bombshell. He's actually sort of indirectly come to the defense of FBI Director James Comey by saying the reason Hillary lost is they simply ignored the economic realities of the average American who were being pummeled by departing jobs, lowered wages and salaries, Obamacare, talk of a carbon tax. And that was really a big part of what was going on. And James Comey's FBI investigation was really a minor point. And you do need to remember that if Hillary and her people had been following all the rules and regulations and laws, there would not have been an FBI investigation to begin with. But in classic liberal politician style, everybody wants to find a scapegoat. They refuse to accept responsibility for their own bad decisions. Peter Van Buren is out there saying that essentially a big mistake the Hillary campaign made was they underestimated the impact of the leaked emails coming out of the Democratic National Committee, Hillary's campaign, John Podesta. They just had a group think that, well, it's really too complex for average Americans to follow along. They're really not paying attention to that. And they were wrong on that one. Story coming out of Russia Insider. Liberals gave us 30 years of foreign policy insanity. No wonder voters rejected them. And it wasn't just foreign policy insanity. The New World Order, the Project for the New American Century. It was also the economy. Now, it's interesting to note Russia Insider using the time interval of 30 years, because that is about the time the U.S. government was hijacked by these drug lords involved with the CIA's smuggling of weapons into Nicaragua and funded by cocaine smuggled back into the U.S. into Arkansas under then-Governor Bill Clinton. That's where all of this stuff tracks back to, the Iran-Contra gun and running drug-running operation. Now, Bev Harris over at Black Box Voting is saying there is considerable amount of evidence that the Hillary campaign did, in fact, steal votes during the general election, but like the Brexit vote, it wasn't enough to stop the Trump landslide. In fact, if you look at a voting map by county, you will see that Trump covered the entire nation better than Verizon. Hillary's successes were exclusively in these very, very tightly compacted urban areas, which are the places where the election riggers like to operate. Lots of fodder to play with. They don't have to run around huge amounts of territory. Just everybody's clustered together. Okay, let's see now. I seem to be having some kind of sound difficulties here. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Is that better? Okay. I'm not sure what's going on here, but my sound is fading out here. Or maybe I'm going deaf. I don't know. Now, another article that is coming out of Gilad Atzmon, and he writes a lot of very, very good stuff. And he says, the United States of Detachment is the name of this article. And basically saying that the liberals in general and Hillary's people in particular were absolutely delusional. And he's going back to this revelation that was in the Washington Post on the 9th of November that Hillary and her campaign had allowed a computer program named Ada, after Lady Ada Lovelace, who was the world's first computer programmer. She wrote code for Babbage's mechanical calculator. And Ada was how the Hillary campaign ran everything. They made all the decisions on the basis of this software. I don't know, maybe they got it from the same place they got the Obamacare website. And obviously, you know, despite 400,000 simulations a day, they made serious, serious mistakes. And getting back to it, simply failed to hear what the American people were actually saying and relying instead on what the computer was assuming. Computers are not always right, just because they're computers. In fact, programmers will tell you about the GIGO law, garbage in, garbage out. And it affects not only Hillary's campaign planning, or lack thereof, but also ClimateGate. All these computer programs saying humans are warming the earth are only as good as the first data and software fed into it. Okay. Now, good news. Jason Chaffetz is out there saying that the congressional investigations into the crimes of Hillary Clinton are going to be continuing. Her private email server scandal, the mishandling of classified material, and I think they're both overlapped, the pay-to-play schemes with the Clinton Foundation. She has committed serious, serious crimes, and the fact that she's no longer a political candidate is not a reason to back off on it. Now, since the election, there has been a noticeable decline in donations to the Clinton Foundation. Basically, Hillary doesn't have a product to sell anymore. Now, overall, this year, donations to the Clinton Foundation fell by 37%, the vast majority of it after the election. Just those cash flows just dried right up. In fact, we're hearing that Norway is reducing its contribution to the Clinton Foundation next year by 87%. I'm predicting next year the foundation itself will shut down in order to avoid investigation. Oh, you can't investigate us. We went out of business. We destroyed all the records. There's nothing to see here. That's what they're going to do. Now, Barack Obama has been approached about possibly pardoning Edward Snowden, and he made an interesting comment, and he may not have thought it all the way through, or he is sending a message to Hillary Clinton. Obama came on out and said, quote, I can't pardon somebody who hasn't gone before a court and presented themselves, so that's not something that I would comment on at this point. This in the context of Edward Snowden, who has not, in fact, seen a court trial yet. But this means that all of these Hillary supporters who are saying that Obama can just write out a blanket pardon right now, Obama just said, no, I can't. No court trial, no pardon. And that is the way a pardon is supposed to work. You are supposed to be able to have your day in court, be convicted, then you can apply for a pardon. And that's how it's supposed to work. Gerald Ford's blanket pardon of Richard Nixon was illegal and unconstitutional, but nobody kicked up a fuss because everybody in Washington, D.C. wanted that Watergate investigation to go away before the links to the John F. Kennedy assassination surfaced. So everybody went along and said, oh, yes, it was a good thing Gerald Ford did. Our long national nightmare is over. Just shut it down before really, really nasty stuff comes on out. When Richard Nixon was recorded on his White House taping system, you know, he kept using the phrase the Cuba thing. And later on, it came on out that that was his oblique way of referring to the Kennedy assassination. because he knew he was being recorded and he needed to be careful even in the Oval Office. Now, the watchdog group Citizens United is suing the State Department for all Clinton communications between the State Department and the Clinton Foundation. Now, Hillary Clinton has tried to maintain this illusion that as Secretary of State, she was completely isolated from the Clinton Foundation. We know now that that was completely false because of all of these emails that have been leaked so far that show the State Department coordinating with the Clinton Foundation, with some of these people openly saying the people making donations to the Clinton Foundation did so in the expectation they would get favors from the U.S. State Department. Now, the State Department, the Department of Justice, Department of Injustice under Loretta Lynch, requested all of the State Department Clinton emails to be sealed until 2018 to protect her good buddy. But Citizens United is suing, saying there is no legitimate grounds to seal these records away from the public. Technically, everything produced by an employee of the government at taxpayer expense on the taxpayer clock on taxpayer computers is a public record. The only exceptions are classified military secrets, which these are not. Nothing about the operation of the Clinton Foundation justifies being classified. Now, we are still hearing that electors are being threatened and harassed, including death threats, to not vote for Donald Trump and vote for Hillary Clinton. And they're going public now. It's over in Arizona. Down in Texas, one of their electors came out with what I think is a really good response. Go to heck. Actually, that's not the word that he used. But he says his colleagues, all of the electors in Texas, are getting death threats that if they vote for Donald Trump, they and their families will be killed. Now, here's the problem. Hillary's people have made this threatening of the Electoral College a public display. Everybody knows it's going on. This, in turn, creates a political climate in which if the Electoral College votes for anybody other than Trump, it will be seen by the public as illegitimate, the result of thuggery, and they won't accept it. Now, there are some Republicans in the Electoral College who are talking about a compromise candidate. They are not going to vote for Donald Trump, but they can't quite bring themselves to vote for Hillary Clinton. So they're actually talking about convincing most of the electors to switch over and vote for John Kasich. Now, that's a long shot. That I don't really think is going to happen. All righty. Now then, okay. There is something not right here with my sound setup. I'll have to debug it later. Piers Morgan is out there. He's talking about that cast of the Hamilton taking Pence to task. And he says, well, you know, okay. But why didn't any of these stars on Broadway lecture Hillary and Obama when they were being bigots and attending shows? And that's a valid question. Now, there's an article over in The Guardian, The New Special Relationship, What Does Putin Want from Trump? And there's a lot of Russia-Putin bashing going on right now. I've just been reminded that JFK died on November 22nd, which is tomorrow. My bad. So The Guardian is out there, and this is clearly a biased push piece here. The unlikely love-in between the president-elect and a former KGB agent who built a career on hating America has spooked many U.S. allies, blah, 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 blah. Career of hate? I'm sorry, look who's been bashing and demonizing Russia for the last few years and how many Western political and journalistic careers were built on that campaign of hate. Now, it's been very obvious that the U.S. misses the glory days of the Cold War of the 1950s and 1960s when all they had to do was wag commie at the American people and we would just throw our money and our children into war after war after war. Now, we got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to finish up on this after we come back from these words from our sponsors.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
I had gout in both my knees, and it's gone.
Well, I'm pretty stupid. I should have ordered it, like, you know, 15 years ago. Best thing I ever got in my... It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life.
He had eczema on his hand, and it cracked for years. Mm-hmm. He did anything from doctor, every cream, everything. And 3 months on the veggies and fruit, it was gone.
They're just awesome. They keep asking me, what am I doing? I told them what I did with my cholesterol. I had the blood test, right? And it went down 100 points. 262, now it's 162. Everything is just perfect.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're trying to deal with some of our technical issues that are plaguing us right now. We're also having a bunch of news come on in. They just had a magnitude 7.3 earthquake over by Japan, fairly close to the remains of the Fukushima nuclear reactor. So this one probably rattled all of that debris underground, and who knows what's going to happen from that one. We're also getting a report I'm looking into where apparently some Ukrainian operatives have now kidnapped Russian soldiers inside Crimea. They're still trying to provoke a confrontation with Russia before Donald Trump can take office. So we're going to be keeping an eye on that. Now, let's get on back to this story here from The Guardian. More Russia bashing about how Putin is a former KGB agent who built a career on hating Americans. Remember when George Herbert Walker Bush was president? Nobody ever talked about his former career as a CIA agent. I mean, it's just ridiculous. But the career of hate, like I said, it's very obvious the United States misses those glory days of the Cold War when they could wag commies at us and find and get us to fling our money and our children at their wars. Just give the flag a snappy salute and, you know, we're going to just do what we're told to do because we're afraid of the commies. And they want to get back to that with all this fear-mongering about the Russians. And it's equally obvious that rather than spend the American people's tax money on the American people, the U.S. government wants to revive that Cold War to go on plundering the taxpayers and feeding their favorite defense contractors who, in exchange, make lavish contributions to political campaigns of the war hawks. This is the very essence of the military-industrial complex that Eisenhower tried to warn us all about. And as a result, the U.S. spends more on weapons than the next 26 nations put together, 25 of whom are supposed to be allies. One need only look at the list of who is invading, drone striking, and overthrowing whom for the last 15 years to see who the real aggressor is, who's the real threat to world peace. They're still pushing this agenda of war with Russia, war with Russia. We've got to have a war with Russia. Now, apparently, police are now raising a concern that the principal of Pittsburgh High School was participating in an anti-Trump rally, and the principal and his school administrators are out there saying, well, he was just there in the interest of public safety. And the police are saying, no, he was taking an active part, which may be a violation of the school district's rules. But they're still out there pushing this, and from the fact that my server is still under attack, it's clear that there is a cadre of people somewhere who still think they're going to be able to steal the White House for Queen Hillary I. Now then, in the subject of fake news versus real news, remember back at Bowling Green State University, there was this black female student who claimed that she was attacked by three white male Donald Trump supporters attacking her on campus, and that she was out there all over Facebook. Look what these Trump people are doing. It's racism, blah, 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 blah. But oddly enough, she never contacted the police to report the attack. The police were called by her father, who tried to call her after reading the Facebook post and couldn't reach her. And so he called the police, and the police called the girl, and she said, well, yeah, okay. And she filed a report. Well, it's come out. It was a complete hoax. She made it up. She's now being charged for filing a false police report. But it's, again, it shows the character of Hillary's supporters. They think it's perfectly okay to go on out and play hoaxes, hack servers, lie, cheat, steal. They think it makes them superior people. No, it doesn't. It just makes them ordinary people willing to lie, cheat, and steal. Now, over at Williams College, there was another vandalizing situation that seemed to be Trump supporters at Griffin Hall. And two of the students have now admitted that they did it. It was another hoax, another fake. Now, Obama has actually said one thing he wants to do before leaving office in 60 days is he's going to destroy that independent media. Those people, they make it impossible for us to lie, and we can't run this country unless we lie. We might actually have to represent the will of the people. We'll be right back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just trash yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. And
aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go ahead and grab a phone call. Land Rover in Canada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. It's good to speak to you again. The question that has been ruminating in my mind over the last few days, I've read reports from looked at the headlines from your site suggesting that Donald Trump is going to fire Loretta Lynch or will. Can he actually do that before he's president?
No. Basically, on January 20th, when he goes on in, his picks for these offices, for a new attorney general, for example, will just go into the office. And the existing personnel will basically, they know it's the end of their time in that office.
Mm-hmm. So he can't do it prior to the 20th?
No, right. He can't. But okay. Everybody knows it's coming.
All right. Thanks very much, and love your show, and listen to it frequently, well, every day. And you're doing a superb job. Been following you for a number of years now, and will continue to do so.
Well, thank you very much, and I know a lot of people in Canada do listen to this show and listen to me when I'm on Jim Goddard's show out of Vancouver. And so thank you very much for the kind words, and we're going to let you go here. And moving right along here, let's get into this issue about the fake news, because we have this ludicrous image of a corporate media that has continually kept the American people in a matrix of lies, fraud, and deception for decades, for our entire lifetime, and all of a sudden they're on the warpath against the independent media because we're spoiling their party. They're telling the people the truth. And if we can't lie, we're not going to make the big bucks, because that's what we're paid the big bucks to do, to lie. Nobody's willing to write million-dollar salaries for somebody who's going to tell you the truth. The media, corporate media, doesn't want to change. Because if the corporate media changed into a true fact news reporting organization, their heavy financial backers are going to go away and say, just survive on the advertising money. So we have this article out of Gumshoe News, a comment on fake news. Who are the fakers? And the more the corporate media screams about fake news, the more everybody stands up and say, hey, we remember when you lied to us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction, or Assad's weapons of mass destruction, or the Lusitania, or anything. They just go down the whole litany. But what's going on is the corporate media has been in decline for quite some time, and especially in the aftermath of the election. Their fortunes are on a downturn, to put it delicately. And what they need is they need a scapegoat. They need somebody to blame. We didn't do anything wrong. We haven't lied to the public. Maybe we've made a little tiny eensy teensy mistake here and there. And when we said Saddam had nuclear weapons, we're only reporting what the political leadership said. It's not up to us to go out and double check the claims made by the government. Actually, yes, it is. Have you never heard the expression, the watchdog on government abuse? Because that's the contract. That's the reason there is that First Amendment, is to give the press the right and the ability to criticize the government without fear of retaliation. And the corporate media has abandoned that. They'll take advantage of the First Amendment anytime that they can, but they don't want to be bothered reporting on government corruption. They'll lose their ticket on Air Force One. Now, Keith Olbermann, who I used to have a lot of respect for, he's out there in hysterics. He's demanding that everybody boycott Alex Jones advertisers. Says that Donald Trump is going to have concentration camps to hold all these illegal immigrants. Well, maybe, but only until we can fling them back over the border. They're trying to draw parallels now between Trump's wanting secure borders and the internment of the Japanese during World War II. And that's not what's going on here. When the Japanese were interred during World War II, it was with the understanding they'd be allowed to go back to their lives in this country when they were let go. This is a completely different situation. These are people who aren't supposed to be here in the first place. Every time somebody says you're racist because you're opposed to the illegal immigrants, hey, illegal isn't a race. Ron Paul is out there calling out the fake news sources and the journalists. He's got his own list out there, and it's all the corporate media. And don't forget WikiLeaks. They came on out with all of these 65 top executives and talking heads of the corporate media who were all buddy-buddy with John Podesta and the Hillary Clinton campaign. Oh, they wanted to party with the elites. They were just looking forward to their access to the Hillary Clinton White House. Now they're all scrambling. The Washington Post came out with an article for the new yellow journalists, opportunities comes in clicks and bucks. And they're basically grabbing one of the most abusive websites out there. And let's be honest, not everybody in the independent media is trying to do a good job. Some are just there for the bucks and for the instant fame. And the Washington Post basically picked one of the worst abusers out there in the independent media and holds them up as the example for all the independent media. Now, if the Washington Post reported on a black man who stole a car and then used it to imply that all black men are car thieves, I wonder what the reaction would be. Now, the corporate media needs to own up to the fact that the reason they're in trouble is because of all the lies. Telling us Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Assad had weapons of mass destruction. No more snow falls after 2000 because you humans are warming the earth. Hillary is winning by 12 points. A little radiation is good for you. The actual track record of the corporate media is fraud after fraud after fraud after fraud after fraud. Exploding GM side-mounted gas tanks, the Food Lion scandal. Their career of lying has come back to haunt them. So now they're moaning the rise of the independent media. They don't seem to understand. We only exist because they weren't doing their job. Their lies created the need for an independent media. Corporate media created us. We're their children, if you think about it. And eventually all children grow up to outstrip the parents. Let's take a phone call. Mike in Kentucky, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think a lot of people kind of might grasp the concept if they've ever seen one of those big, you know, double throw breakers, like you go on a stage or something and you ka-ching and throw the power onto all the lighting system or something. I think that's what they kind of need to think about when they're transitioning from one president to another, or one chief executive to another, or one, what does he call themselves, also commander-in-chief of the Army and Navy. When that switch occurs, ka-ching, it becomes an entirely different government. And I remember in the 90s, a young person's history book that had the Harry S. Truman, had his press secretary drafted a memo to recognize the state of Israel, and he edited it. After the press secretary wrote it, he just went through there and started marking out stuff. And I think I'd find a silver dollar to give somebody if I could find one of those books, because the copies that are online do not look the same. He marked out, instead of the United States of America recognizes the state of Israel, he marked out the United States and wrote in this government.
Yes.
And then he wrote put a caret and put in de facto beside of the state of Israel.
Well, the other thing he did was there was a comment in the original press statement about Israel being a nation for the Jewish people, and Trump struck that out. I actually have a scan of that that image here. I want to step back though. Okay. You know, first of all, nobody does a big ka-chunk with the breakers on a stage, because you can damage the lighting equipment. I know. I did a lot of theater lighting when I was in college, and unfortunately, while Donald Trump and his new top executives are going to signal a change in the government, the vast majority of the people in the government are going to be continuing from the Obama years into the Trump years, and there's going to be a very noticeable inertia where they're going to be dragging their feet on certain things. And that's why I keep saying, anybody who thinks Trump winning the election is automatically going to make things better, it's not going to happen. We're already seeing how Songbird McCain is out there still saying, don't you dare be friends with Russia. Don't you be friends with Putin. We worked hard to get this war, and you shouldn't take it away from us. And they're out there trying to basically bludgeon him or browbeat him into going along with the continuance of the agenda that we've had. But when John F. Kennedy wrote his executive order to break up the CIA, it was never really implemented. Everybody just sort of dragged their feet and said, well, we need to send it out to legal and circulate it around. And there's a lot of institutional inertia that Donald Trump is going to have to overcome. And how he's going to have to overcome it, it's going to be a top-down situation. Now, he's changed the top. Now we got to work on Congress. And that's where you and I and the rest of the American people come into play, because we've got to stand shoulder to shoulder with Donald Trump and glare through those glass windows in the front of the offices of the senators and representatives and send them a signal. You know, you start working for we the American people, or we're going to do to you next election what we just got done doing to Hillary Clinton. Got to keep up the momentum on that. And after Congress gets more and more in line, we'll start to see the rest of official Washington sort of shrug and say, all right, well, I guess this is the new policy.
Well, what I was getting at is that started me noticing other things. This press release that Harry Truman kind of edited, and I found one copy of it that actually he inserted the word provisional on and then changed it from new state to, quote, capital state of capital Israel. But there's more than one version of it, because that's not the version I found. But what I noticed is you'll see a president being confronted by Congress over something, and over the years, just here and there, I've noticed he'll clarify it by saying, this government does such and such, or it is not the policy of this government, as if he's talking about the presidential administration as a separate government from Congress.
No, so, what he's talking about, what Trump was, I'm sorry, what Truman was talking about was that he avoided implying that he spoke for all of the American people. Especially because he himself was a Democrat. So what he wanted to do is, you know, his job was to be in charge of the government and express the government's policy, but he felt he was trespassing by stepping over the line and claiming to speak for all the American people, because certainly at that time there was a large part of the American people who even then were aware that the nation of Israel was being created by taking somebody else's nation away from them. Anyway, listen, the phone lines are loaded. I got to let you go. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Dustin, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, if you control the media, you control the message. So even if you get rid of a lot of people in Congress, man, you still got the military-industrial complex going through the media. And you got the AMA Awards. They're reading off the script. Hollywood reads off the script. Where the heck are you supposed to go, you know?
Well, see, here's the thing. The corporate media started losing its lock on the minds of America actually about 10 years ago. And the fact that they were so convinced they were going to put Hillary into the White House, apparently they were in a state of denial at just how influential the independent media has become. And now, of course, they're in a panic and they're overreacting and they're doing the knee-jerk reaction kind of thing. But the reality is the corporate media is not in control of the minds of America anymore. The American people realize that they have been living in a matrix. They've taken the red pill. They're waking up, whatever metaphor you want to use. And the corporate media is distrusted. The American people are now very skeptical, and they should be. Nobody should just blindly trust anything that's being told to them by somebody, because everybody who's out there is going to have their agenda, or they can make mistakes. You know, I work very hard to try and keep my website on the straight and narrow, but I do make mistakes, and every once in a while I get suckered into running a bad story, but we just have to maintain our vigilance. But the corporate media is just now realizing the independent media is a force to be reckoned with. And it's not that we're taking their money away from them. We're never going to be rich the way those prostitutes and correspondents are, because they're paid to deceive the American public, and that's not what the independent media is about. And so what's happening, though, is they're realizing, though, that if they can't successfully control the minds of America, the people who underwrite their losses, and the corporate media is losing a lot of money right now, the people underwriting those losses are going to put away their checkbooks. That's why they're in a total panic. They've made their entire career and their wealth and position on the basis of being in charge of the minds of America, and they're losing it. And rather than admit it was their own malfeasances that broke the trust of the American public, they're looking for a scapegoat, and that scapegoat is the independent media.
What do you think of them rolling out George Takei? That just disgusted me at that point, Mike. With Sulu from Star Trek about the Japanese were registered. It's like, you know, this is such a desperate attempt. Hey, Mike, I don't know if there was this woman on CNN. She said that she went up for a hike. You got to see the video. She went up for a hike, come back. Her windshield was smashed in a car, and somebody put a note in there. Now, why wouldn't they just put it on the windshield wiper? You know, I mean, the woman, you can tell, was a fake. She was, like, really the worse acting than Sharknado 3. I mean, it was...
that's bad.
It's sad, though, Mike, because this is what they come to. I mean, either...
It's all they know how to do. It's all they know how to do. They don't know any other way to play the game. But hoaxes and false flags, and again, the egg timer applies. The amount of time it takes to expose one of these things, like this college girl claiming she was attacked by three Trump supporters, it can be clocked with an egg timer. And they don't know anything else to do. So all they do is they keep doing it, not realizing that as each new hoax is unmasked, their credibility crumbles that much further. They're in a death spiral right now. They don't realize it. They're just flopping around. And they're looking for a scapegoat. They can't accept responsibility for having destroyed themselves. Oh, it's got to be somebody else who did this to us. Those evil people at the independent media. How could they do this to us?
And Mike, switching gears, I don't know, did you check out the trailer for Oliver Stone's for the Maidan in Ukraine?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, man, I can't wait till it comes out. I mean, it shows you the same, you know, the same nonsense that could be going on here. You know, a purple revolution, you know, I mean, it's possible. You know, I wouldn't put anything past these people. It's not over yet, Mike.
Well, like the attempt to subvert the Electoral College, it's looking more and more like a long shot, except for Los Angeles and Portland, where the paychecks are still apparently flowing. The riots have quieted down. And again, the public image that was put out by these rioters was not sympathetic and did not win the public support. And without the public support, any kind of color revolution is doomed to fail. I mean, they came really close in Iran in 2009, and it still fell flat on its face. So right now, my worst worry is Trump being assassinated before December 19th. Got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take one more phone call. Clint in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, there's a few things I wanted to go over. First off, before everybody says that Trump's going to bring back the concentration camps, it wasn't Trump who suggested that. That was Hillary, and you can get it on YouTube.
Yes.
She said we need camps for adults. So, you know, usually what they accuse Trump of, it's usually Hillary. But I want to agree on fake news. Remember that Gulf War deal when CNN did the fake incoming missiles from the top of their tower in Atlanta?
I'm having a hard time remembering that one. Were they dramatizing something?
You know, and these two guys are putting on their helmets, and they had the siren going in the back.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, they weren't saying it was Atlanta. They were saying they were over in someplace in the Middle East. And yeah,
they were in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and they were actually in Atlanta. Yeah, I saw that. I remember that one. Well, I mean, they've been caught a lot of times using green screen, and some of it, they're not adjusting the green screen too well, and you actually see parts of the commentators fade from view.
Yeah, the computerization has to be dialed in.
Yes, it does.
I don't know how that really works. If you think about it,
anybody who really knows how to make this stuff work, they've got too much pride to be working for the corporate media. They're going to be working in film and TV series. I mean, if you're going into a corporate media outlet, you know you're going into a very sleazy, scammy, you know, the Ministry of Truth, you know, Goebbels kind of situation. They're going to get the less skilled people, and it shows in the quality of work.
And I haven't had a chance to call since the election, Mike, but I've been listening to you for a long, long time now. I know what Hillary, how she helped out your career. A couple of times I've actually woke up in the middle of the night and rolled over and got me a good laugh just thinking about you. And this couldn't have worked out any better, especially when we know now that she had a total meltdown on election night and went full Chucky on her staff. And I just don't think this could have worked out any better.
Well, I'm sure
you get a little bit of satisfaction out of it.
Oh, yeah. I'll be very honest. I got a great deal of satisfaction out of her defeat. And I'm sure way back in 1994, they just thought that if they'd wreck my career, I'd go away and offend no more. And obviously, that was a classic bad judgment call by somebody. Because you don't destroy somebody's career and then give them a lot of free time to devise a response, which is essentially what happened. And so, I'm deriving a huge amount of satisfaction out of Hillary's downfall, but it's not over. I want to see her in jail. I want to see the Clintons stripped of their ill-gotten wealth and forced to live like poor people, because nothing hurts a money junkie more than taking their money away from them. It's even worse than death or prison to make them poor again. Okay. Thanks an awful lot for the phone call, Clint. We got to let you go for our station identification, and we will be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Provide.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.